Welcome to Women's Words, a program bringing you the written work of the women of Minnesota.
I'm Terry Falsani. I grew up in Maine, and I live in Duluth, Minnesota. I'm going to read three poems for you today. Sandbar at Low Tide. Under an unforgiving sun, she bears all, the tattered surf cast off and rustling like silk. I tiptoe across her rippled sand, pocket a purple shell tucked in a washboard wrinkle, damp with ebbing sea. After storm, after calm, whatever she's gathered in her half-day dive, a crab's severed claw, bottle glass gemmed in the breakers, this ghostly fish head eyeing me, she offers shameless to the light. Would I dare that? Turning before the tide, I spy you, asleep on the crazy quilt beach, your arms flung wide, body wide open to the sun, and wonder. Exile, 20 years. My sister, who stayed in Maine, hopped bird-like from tide pool to tide pool, dipping her fingers in sun-warm brine, fishing for little lives. Pulling up a fat periwinkle, she one-eyed me and whispered, "Look, he'll come out if I sing to him." The periwinkle, lashed to his shell, strained his glistening body to her song. Next morning, jet engines muffle songs and surf. Flying home to husband and son, I buckle my seatbelt fast, pressed my hand to the window, and trace our way down the jagged scar of coast, Pine Point, Ocean Park, the Kennebunks. To name them wakens pain in the old wound. The plane banks westward, bucking the jet stream, our shadow chasing far below, over the warped hills and tightly woven fields, like a dark shuttle unraveling. I am not the woman I thought I'd be. I am not the woman I thought I'd be. She is a brilliant writer, 2 or 3 bestsellers by now, maybe even the great American novel. She lives back home in Maine, in a tidy cottage by the sea. She is slim and fit, still pretty. She has no dogs. And here am I at 64, retired, dieting, and yes, drinking wine after long days sweeping dog hair or beating back the Minnesota woods. But oh, come the morning, you'll find me here, a cup of coffee at my left, pencil in hand, lifting my gaze to the window and the deep lake beyond. What will it bring today? But oh, come the morning, you'll find me here, a cup of coffee at my left, pencil in hand, lifting my gaze to the window and the deep lake beyond. What will it bring today? Wind-whipped waves that worry the shore, the slow expanding V of a loon's wake, sun-doubled trees, calm unrippled as glass, snow-coated ice so thick I could forget the anxious fish stirring the mud below.
Women's Words is produced at KUMD by Chris Harwood, music by Sharon Isbin. This program is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information about this author and her work, or to listen to this episode again, or subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Send your comments or questions to KUMD@KUMD.org. Thank you.